Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome back to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch Podcast. I'm Brody Jenner here with my co-host Audrina Patridge, Heidi Montag Pratt, and Frankie Delgado. And today we're breaking down season 2, episode 8, Enough is Enough.
So it's Jen's birthday party. Was an intense episode. And it really shows the cracks between Heidi and Lauren's friendship. I think the whole season, it shows it. Heidi, anything you would have done differently with Jen's birthday and the producers meddling?
I think what I would have done differently was preemptively before Jen's birthday. I think that no matter if Lauren said it was fine or not, I shouldn't have tried to hook up or encourage Brody and Jen to be hanging out for a storyline, for real, for anything, you know? So I think at that point, I was so wrapped up with Spencer too and being excited and still having Jen and like wanting one of my friends to make this foursome that we just had with Lauren. So that was not the best move on my part. And that is what I should have done differently.
I love that. I love the accountability of the episode. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I'm sorry, Lauren. I'm sorry.
It was also so long ago. We were so young. When you're young and you're on a TV show.
We were young. And let's be honest here. Like Lauren, I'm sure you and Lauren talked behind the cameras. And it wasn't like, Lauren and I were not in a serious relationship at that time. So it wasn't like, you know, the way and we all know the power of the editor. The editor is very good at editing, but that's very commendable of you to say that.
Yes, it is. Regardless what she said,
it wouldn't have been the same though.
You know what?
I'm just talking about your part. You're accountable for your side of the part, and you are, and that's great.
That's what I should have done differently.
Well, let's get into this episode. It's called Enough is Enough, and
Enough is enough.
Spencer asks Heidi to move in with him, but Heidi, you don't really know what to do or how to tell Lauren.
Well, you don't say yes, by the way. You really are like, what?
I want to know what you were thinking with all that.
Were you expecting that, or was that even real? Or
I really was on the fence with if I was going to move in with Spencer or not, because I knew I would never see Lauren again. And Lauren wanted me out of the apartment. So it wasn't an option, really. She was like, if you're not here every night, you can't live here anymore. And I thought, I'm not going to be able to be here every night.
I experienced that when I lived there, too. And
That's a little much.
I got a note.
If you need a bodyguard, you can hire one. I'm not going to protect you anyways.
Well, when somebody's in a relationship, they're not going to be
that situation too, where like you're like you move in with your boys and like it's right. Like, and then suddenly it's like
just you by yourself.
It's just me by myself here. My boys with this girl the whole time. I wanted to have that like camaraderie of like my boy here, like but at the same time, it's not like all or nothing.
And here was the hard part is I really made sure to be at the house like half the week, right? So I wasn't just leaving her high and dry. And then as you saw the week before with the confrontation and she kept like confronting me and just wanting a problem with me and not wanting to talk about things. And it just became really uncomfortable to come home. And I just felt really unwanted. And she would just give me dirty looks every time I walked in. It's like, you obviously don't want me here when I am here and we're not having fun and I'm not feeling welcome being here either.
Yeah, so, the energy, you could feel it even watching the episode.
Yeah, so it's like, well, you know what? I don't want to be where I'm not wanted.
I liked the episode where you're like really wanting to talk to her. It seems really genuine that you really want to fix things. You don't want her to walk away and you don't want her to not talk to you and fix it. And you're like, keep insisting this. And that's the part that I'm like, I will always have that side of like seeing it and being like, now that I watch it again, I'm like, you really.
She made the effort and really
to
tried.
Make it work.
I really did. I really was like, you're going to end our friendship on camera and this is the only time you'll have this conversation with me.
That's wild.
And you won't talk to me. Like, this is ridiculous. And I felt it. And I knew that this was the end. And it was so frustrating that she wouldn't just talk to me as like two adults. And I just was like, we just need to talk. And anything I said, she just wasn't listening. It was just a wall up. It's like, no, I've made my mind up and this is the way it is. And it just is really hard. And I did, I desperately wanted to keep our friendship, and things changed and friendships changed and people get boyfriends and people move away and move out and things happen, but that doesn't mean your friendship ends. And so it just was a really controlling, hard place that she put down. And clearly she just was, it was easier for her to cut off the friendship and not talk about the things instead of like investing in the friendship and wanting it to go forward. So I think she almost was like Spencer was winning, you know, like, oh, well, he won and now you can go be with him and that's it. And it's like, it's not a game. It's not like that. It's not like, let's all put our egos aside for a minute. And I think being publicly having it all happen was that much harder and more heightened. And I just, I tried the most I could. Did I make mistakes? Yeah, here, you know,
doesn't?
But, right. But at the same time, I thought our friendship was deeper and more valuable than that. So it was, it was really
hard.
Which
is not to be able to have. I feel like with every cast member, we all had conversations off camera and we're able to like be friends off camera.
We've all said things at some point
more so
life
even than on camera, you know, I feel like.
Right.
Just because you.
Just to make sure, hey, if everything good? Because like, I know we just had a heated scene there. Like, are you all good? Like,
and to not be able to be given that was the hardest
part. That's very difficult.
And you don't know where you stand. And then especially living there. And I, that was, you see it in the scenes. And then this is what's tricky. This is what I was talking about earlier. So basically, episode, the last episode ends where you guys have this like crucial, like really dramatic, and it was a good, very like, you feel it. You and Lauren have this falling out, the fight, where I think you said you guys never talked or really didn't talk after that. But then we go into this scene that starts the episode off, and you guys, you're packing to go to Santa Barbara, and she comes in on your bed and is like, you guys, you're like hanging out, and she asks
like
you.
Like, it's all good.
Yeah, like it's all good again.
Monday evening, we should have a whole Heidi and Lauren alone night.
Yeah.
Like, we can go get our nails done and get massages.
And I think maybe that's an editing issue because it doesn't make sense. It's like, what happened from that time to this time? Because now she's, you guys are friendly. She's sitting on your bed. You're talking about Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I think that I think Santa Barbara was before because that's where Spencer and I decided to be official in real life too. We like drove up to Santa Barbara. We had a conversation.
Walk on the beach.
And we're like, let's.
And you're supposed to
be
have
official.
You were supposed to have dinner with her.
I almost think this is before the Max thing.
Yeah, it was put.
Yeah.
It was out
the
of
way
order.
They ordered, the way they ordered.
I think this. Yeah,
because you were supposed to have dinner with her when you went to Santa Barbara. You were supposed to come back to just have a Lauren and Heidi day.
But she
night,
write. But you write a letter and go to the movies.
You wrote a letter and you went to the movies.
But that was not my handwriting. I cannot write that well. I would never write her a letter like that.
Yes,
I
love that.
We'll get there. That's later.
Do you
want to
see my handwriting? You can't even read it. It's not even.
You had phones, and you could have been like, hey, Lauren, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to go watch a movie.
I would never write a letter and put it under her door. That is so lame.
I got
lame.
That before.
That
when I lived in the back house.
I bet the same
from
person
Lauren.
Wrote it. Is this the same handwriting?
I think it was really
who
from
that
her.
Was. Which producer was that?
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
I had no idea.
Adam DeVilla, was that your writing?
I had no idea that even happened.
That's so funny.
That was like.
It's crazy. That's what I'm saying.
Like
a lot of these things are like so like.
That's funny. Oh, see, and that like, that puts a sever in your friendship even more.
Right.
You need to know
with the fans. Because the fans start being like, she really like let her hang after she left her work just to hurry up to get home.
It does make.
She
like,
went
really
to the
bad.
Movies.
It was like a poor
I'm
Lauren,
like, is it Gossip Girl? Am I writing XOXO Heidi? Like, no, I'm not going to do that.
There's definitely a lot of poor Lauren moments. Like, oh, poor Lauren, poor
well,
Lauren.
Well, that
oh,
was always
oh,
the point.
Right. Well, that's Adam DeVillo.
Right.
The
you
victim.
Have to,
the victim, right.
They wanted her to be the most likable. And if they showed a fairness of what was going on, some people would side with me. Some people would side with Lauren. Some people would side with Adrina. Right. So it leaves it to be split. But instead, what they wanted to do and why she was the narrator is to always curate it back towards her being likable, towards her being the victim. Oh, poor Lauren. She has all these crazy people in her lives and she's the solid. Right.
She needed the crazies though.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome for all that money in your bank.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Send me a check. I got an address for you.
Oh my gosh, Heidi. So, even in this episode, though, like, you even invite her to go to Santa Barbara with you guys.
Do you want to come to Santa Barbara?
Who go to Santa Barbara with?
Spencer.
Do you think I want to go to Santa Barbara?
No, but I'm just putting out the invitation.
Oh. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I really always, I really always tried to include her. I really did. She was making it like, you never hang out with me and it's cut off. And it's like, I am always including you. I'm always asking you to be there, because what had happened was when she was with Jason, she really didn't hang out with anyone, mm-hmm. you know, and she really did cut it off. Yeah. I didn't have like 3 nights with her and this and that. So I was on the other side and I thought, I'm not going to let that happen, because I just was on the other side. But in her mind, that was happening because she was just on the other side. So it was a projection. Also of what she had just gotten.
Yeah.
I always tell my friends, I'm like, I just want the invitation. Doesn't mean that, even if you know that I'm not going to make it, just send me the invite.
Right. 100%.
Because I feel included at least. All my friends were thinking about me. Right. So, and you did that. So that's sweet of you.
What else could I do?
Shopping for clothes is a compromise. It often feels like I have to choose between saving up for an expensive luxury piece or settling for a cheap fast fashion item that's not going to last. That was until I elevated my closet with Kinsay. Personally, they have so many different styles and the quality is amazing. The timelessness of the styles is very impressive. Now, I know you're probably wondering how they do it. Well, Kinsay partners directly with top factories to cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to you. What's even better, Kinsay only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium eco-friendly fabrics and finishes. So, I can feel good about getting high-quality items that last longer. Shop with Kinsay today and discover the affordable luxury you deserve. Right now, go to kinsay.com/hills to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's kinsay.com/hills for free shipping and 365-day returns. kinsay.com/hills. Now, I am always trying to do right by my body. So when it comes to my hair and scalp health, finding a product that actually works and is made with clean ingredients always seems like a trade-off. But with Vegamore, I get products that are made with clean ingredients and give me visibly healthy hair and healthy scalp. Personally, I love their shampoo and conditioner kit to grow my hair. I always like the length, which I'm getting it styled all the time in extensions, so I try to keep it as healthy as possible. With Vegamore, I'm able to have visibly thicker, fuller, shinier, longer hair, all without the harsh ingredients. All Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. What's even better is Vegamore's value kits, like the Grow Essentials Kit, where you get to try more than one amazing product at a great savings. When you sign up for a monthly subscription, you save more and you never run low on the products you need to take care of your hair. So give yourself the hair you never thought you could have with Vegamore. For a limited time, Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch podcast listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/hills and use the code HILLS at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/hills, code HILLS, to save 20% on your first order. VEGAMOUR.com/hills, code HILLS.
Well, 100%. One of the other scenes, this totally changes the whole subject, but it's back to Lisa Love and Teen Vogue. This is when Lauren and Whitney go to the office and Lisa tells them what their next assignment is, which is for the Young LA's children's photo shoot.
Next week, you're going to be working with Lauren Howe. She does mostly Vogue, but she covers for Teen Vogue and Men's Vogue as well.
And this is where Whitney, we kind of see more of Whitney in this episode too. She gets her sister Jade to come and be a model. But this is also when Whitney like is over being an intern and wants more and like doesn't want to be the one steaming clothes anymore. She's ready for something bigger and better.
How long did you work for W?
I worked for them, I think, 3 summers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then you did this for 2 years?
Yeah.
You're probably so over it.
I think this is a setup of the City spinoff, because I think that this is where they started like thinking that
She's right. I want more.
They're incorporating
it. I've been this girl this whole time.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because soon, it was season 3 she got the spinoff, right?
Was it really? Wow. Was that,
I think
that was,
so.
I thought, because at the Rolling Stones photo shoot is the first time I heard of Whitney's spinoff.
Oh, then it was season 3 she went to New York.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is where they start gearing that up and placing her. Sprinkling and she was always in the Lauren box too. Like Whitney got to be the narrator. And I didn't watch The City. I actually would enjoy it and like to watch it. But, you know, she was being positioned in the.
Yeah.
So, good for you,
it
Whit.
Sets it up.
Good for you. Way to win.
Oh, man. But yeah, Whitney was super annoyed that entire shoot. And then they cut back to Lauren at the villas and she's on the couch again.
Well, she's annoyed at the shoot because like couch. This girl's like telling her, give me a pin. And it's like, dude, a pin? Like, what are you talking about?
Where's Whitney?
Do you have some pins open and ready for me?
Yeah.
But well, that really is that fashion world. That world is crazy.
Is. Like the double-sided tape. Go get this shirt. Go do this. Yeah. Fix the,
Did Paige continue modeling?
Jade.
I think so, a little bit. She's really pretty.
I kind of think she does, does hair.
We'll have to ask Whitney when she comes on.
I just met somebody, or like 2 years ago in Aspen, who was friends with her from a, I think she's like a successful businesswoman, has kids, and.
It doesn't surprise me. I feel like Whitney's whole family is so successful.
They're a good family.
Yeah.
I always admired that about them.
Well, this is when you return back from Santa Barbara and when Lauren's sitting on the couch sketching.
Back to getting in trouble with my mom on the couch. There we go. Every time I walk in, I'd have to take some deep breaths and encourage myself. I'd be like, okay.
Walk through that door.
Here I go.
But I feel like
I'm getting reamed out again.
I know. But I think she didn't even ask you about it. She just kind of went upstairs.
Even better.
Yeah.
And then that's when you ask her about the Monday night, like going to see a movie or just having like one-on-one girl time together.
And then I leave her the note.
And then you leave her the note. Like,
that perfect handwriting.
Oh my God.
Then they go into the Audrina telling Lauren that some guy named Chris asked her out.
Who I worked with at Epic Records.
Okay. And so, he has a friend that plays hockey.
Yes.
Blake.
I totally forgot about this, by the way, until I saw it. I was oh my gosh, I forgot about that date.
Cheers, by the way.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Nice to meet you.
Me too.
Did you guys go on a real double date?
It wasn't supposed... It's funny because when I watched the episode, Lauren says like, well, it has to be like a group thing, not a double date. And then she
refers it as a double date to Whitney.
But then when we go there, I remember that night Mike Tyson was there and we were like, oh my gosh, it's Mike Tyson. He's sitting next to us. I just remember that. But he wasn't
memorable
on camera.
Dates.
I know. But yeah, the date was okay. I don't think Lauren was into him, but I think for the cameras, we were trying to like make it fun or something. It just wasn't flowing. It wasn't there. But we talked nicely of them and the situation.
Yeah. I thought so.
They were nice guys. I mean, they were
it's a lot. It's a lot for anybody to get thrown in those situations.
He's like literally like, oh, I want dessert.
I think at that stage, you guys had already been on the show for so long and you guys were so used to having cameras around with Spencer and I, Princess of Malibu kind of prepped us for that. But to just get thrown into that scene.
Cameras everywhere.
Like this girl was like a star.
Yeah, I felt bad for those guys.
And then you see me across town with Spencer getting snacks inside a near empty movie theater.
I love Spencer ordered his, does he still do that? The popcorn and licorice?
Can we get a large popcorn?
Red Vines and a bottle of water, please.
Yeah, that's his favorite. And now Gunner loves it too.
It really is so good. You just mix the popcorn and the licorice. I haven't had that in so long.
It's brilliant. We tried to get like the healthy licorice for Gunner, but it's not the same.
I always put jalapenos in my popcorn.
Do you?
They're so good.
It's so funny.
Spencer taught me that, and I always was like, that sounds so weird. And I did it, and I was like, oh my God, this is incredible.
I literally cannot have popcorn without Red Vines since I've met Spencer.
They set up that whole thing so good because I know it could have not happened at the same time, and that shoot was not the same day that she had to go to dinner with you.
Right.
And that movie scene is not at the same time as when she left the the note.
Yeah. So this it's is all like movie magic, guys.
It's just editing magic, right?
It
and
left
people
it,
need to know this. Yeah. There was editing magic. She did not leave her hanging that night right there. She was not at a photo shoot right before she had to go over there immediately right after. What I do believe was true was that Whitney did have to leave. And she probably did have to
go. That seemed
true.
Yeah, that seemed
true. Whitney looked like, I have to go, dude. Like, I'm not staying here later. And Lauren being, hey, I'll just I'll take one for the team.
Yeah.
Even though she had a dinner with Heidi.
Right.
So I don't think she would have said that if it would have been the same night. If it was really a Heidi and Lauren night. She would have been like, I'm out too.
And that's where we used to do pickup scenes too. It's like you film things to fill in. You know, what we needed to make sense of the story.
And the pickup scenes, a lot of them we did was at the end of the season. So you wouldn't even know where they fit in. And they'd be like, do you have this shirt? And we'd be like, what? We don't have the freaking
and
shirt.
And the voiceovers. How they bad were the voiceovers? Wait, so when I call Lauren, I'm like, who would say, oh, great. I don't know. It was just so funny to watch and hear that. I'm like, that was terrible.
It just sets it up where she's in the right for the rift for our friendship. So it's like, oh, Heidi disappointed her again. Oh, Heidi has the bad boyfriend. Oh, Heidi. It's like, no, that wasn't necessarily the case. It was an end of a friendship. She, you know, so it just, it set it up where you feel bad for her. Yeah. Where
that's what,
I'm the bad friend again.
And that's kind of how this episode ended.
Like, I was actually
the
good friend. Like, I was a really
where
good friend.
Where you set her up, left her note, and go with Spencer. Yeah. And then the next episode, I haven't even watched in forever, but I think it's going to be a good one. Well, that's the episode, guys, but let's get into the fan calls. If you have a question, you can always leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/thehills or leave a comment on our YouTube page or our Instagram page at The Hills Rewatch.
Hi, guys. My name is Matilda. I'm listening from London. I'm loving the show. My question is, it sounds as though you are all like on Heidi's side now in the Heidi and Lauren whole argument, but back then it was like everyone was on Lauren's side. So can you clear that up, please? Thank you so much.
Well, back then I didn't know Heidi's side. I didn't know like the truth behind the show. And so with Heidi coming on, with you coming on and even learning things that I didn't even know about, even why Lauren stopped or you stopped talking to me, it's like, it's very refreshing. And back then we weren't really talking when you were dating Spencer. Mm-hmm. You were always with him. And maybe it was because the him and I thing happened or whatever it was.
The rose?
For camera, the rose, the pinkberry rose.
The rose that you still have in your bedroom?
But it's not like Heidi was calling me to be like, hey, do you want to come with me and Spencer to do this?
Right.
So, you know, and then Lauren was always alone. And then, you know, there I am, the lonely friend that I need friends.
Oh, crying in the river. Hundreds of friends.
I'm totally kidding. But
just
that
sitting
was,
at your house alone,
like,
cooking dinner by yourself.
Right.
Cooking me lasagna.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
But it's also, that was my role in the show with this version of my life is now I'm, you know, Heidi's with Spencer. So now it's my job kind of, but Lauren and I did end up becoming like pretty close. And so I would invite her out and do things. So, but I would only hear her side of what was going on. I didn't know what was going on from Heidi's side. And at that point, it's not like you're watching the episodes. They don't air for 6 or 7 months after you already film it. Right?
Sometimes longer. Huh?
And you hadn't had your own experience living with Lauren yet.
Not
either
yet.
To kind of see
and then
how
once
that
I
might work
did,
out.
I understood, and we've talked about that.
You better be there. You check it out 5. You can't leave till 9 a.m. Yeah.
We have more questions.
I got
guys.
In trouble a lot.
Me too.
Please tell me more.
Hi, guys. My question is for Heidi. Heidi, it seems like ever since you started with the podcast and when talking about Lauren, it seems like you have nothing but negative things to say about her. And this is not coming at you or anything like that, but it just really seems like you don't have anything positive to say about her, especially when bringing up the fact that the show was originally going to go for Kristen as being the main character, but Lauren was the second option. That kind of seems like a low blow. I just want to ask, are there still ill feelings towards her? And if so, why? And if you don't really care about it, why the negativity towards her?
I don't feel like I'm being negative towards Lauren. I think that I'm saying my truth of what happened at that time. It was a really negative experience for me. I publicly was losing my best friend and being spun that I was always the bad guy and not having the narrative and being treated bad by my friend actually at the time over and over. So it was a really frustrating, hard situation for me. This type of question is still a frustrating question that you aren't seeing it from just a regular perspective of both sides. So that's all I'm saying. And I do, and I have said before that I do have love in my heart for Lauren. I'll always appreciate what she did for me, but it was a hard experience that I went through. And
And you saying Kristen was supposed to believe, that's facts.
Right, it was a fact.
It's like actual facts.
That was the other thing.
There's they really were trying to get Kristen to do
the That was a low blow. Kristen was offered The Hills first. Yeah. That was what it was supposed to be. And she said no, she wanted to be a movie star. So it's not that I even made that up. But that is a perfect example of you taking something that was factual and making it negative that I'm speaking negative when that is not negative. That was just the truth of what happened. Yep. But thank you for your input, and make sure you listen and rate 5 stars and leave another comment, girlfriend. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. 5 stars.
5 stars.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Please follow, rate, and review The Hills Rewatch wherever you listen to your podcast. If you'd like to watch us, check it out on YouTube, and you can listen to exclusive bonus content plus ad-free episodes by signing up at castmedia.com/castplus. That's cast with a K, media.com/castplus.
See you guys later.
5 Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.